singer James Stewart as the Six Shooter. Just one of many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with the Bob Hope Show, the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring both mirth and music. It's a great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
I'd known the Harcourt brothers a good many years. First time I passed through Harness Creek, they were just youngsters. Of course, that was before their pa died. But Cash Harcourt, he was all of 26 now, and a great big star on his vest, and a Colt 45 stuck in his belt. It seemed funny to think of him as the town sheriff. Well, not that he didn't look the part, but I couldn't help remembering him when his legs weren't long enough to reach the stirrups and the pony. Lex Harcourt, he wasn't quite so grown up. He must be about 20 or so. Now, he sure tried to appear older, though. A great big mustache sprawling across his upper lip and a kind of a swagger when he walked. But in spite of all his trying to be old and everything, he was still Cash Harcourt's kid brother, and everybody knew it. Well, anyway, the reason I came into Harness Creek is I was going to sign up for the Silver Spur cattle drive down in New Mexico. Only trouble was I hit town a week or so early. Silver Spur outfit is still out in the range, so while I was waiting, I stopped off with the Harcourt boys and their aunt, Mrs. Petrie. She kept house for them.
There now. More fritters, Fritz?
Oh, no. Thanks, Miss Petrie. I've had my share.
You Cash?
I'm full up too, Aunt Bess.
No need to ask you, Lex. There you are. That's the last of them.
Well, now, Aunt Bess, you know the only reason I take seconds is so you won't have to throw the food away.
Seconds? Seems to me that's about his fourth helping the fritters, ain't it, Britt?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Cash. I'm not for certain. I sort of lost count after the third time he stuck that plate out.
Big growing boy like him. I guess he's bound to stow away a lot of grub.
Well, now, I wouldn't josh about my growing so much if I was you, Cash. Just give me another inch or so, and I'll be ready to trim you down to size.
No, hush, both of you. Britt here will think you two are serious.
Oh, don't worry about that, Miss Petrie. They've been talking about fighting each other for the last 10 years, but whenever there's a real scrap, somehow the Harcourt brothers usually manage to wind up on the same side.
Well, I wouldn't count on that, Britt. You know, Lex has been getting pretty feisty late here. I may have to take him down a peg or two.
Yeah? Well, now, let me tell you that there's just one thing that's kept me from cleaning your plow long before this.
Oh?
The minute I was to start something, like as not, you'd throw me in jail.
No, I guess I'd have to, wouldn't I? For your own safety? Mm-hmm. Well, if I was ever to slug you back, you just might not be around afterwards. Tell about it.
Well, now, if
that's you... just stop this foolishness. Get out of my kitchen, all three of
okay,
you.
Okay,
the idea of brothers talking like that. Well, go along now. Go along, or I'll show you who's the real boss of this family.
You know, Britt, I wouldn't be surprised if you could.
I don't doubt it for a minute, Cat. Not for a minute.
And you too, Lex. There ain't another mouthful of food left to eat.
All right, Aunt Bess. Right.
I'd be real pleased to help you with those dishes, Miss Petrie.
Oh, you think I want some man breaking up my fancy china? No, thank you. You just wait there in the sitting room with the boys, and I'll join you just as soon as I give these things a lick and a promise.
Your aunt sure is a fine woman, Kay.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd do that, Britt. Lex don't even remember our ma, and... Well, I just sort of recollect her real faint-like. It was Aunt Bess who brung us up to all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Well, sit down, Brett. You sit down?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, what are you so fidgety for, Lex? If you're going calling on Hannah Joseph again tonight, no cause to act sheepish about it.
I ain't going calling. Cash?
Yeah?
Well, Britt and me was talking this afternoon, and he says, well, he thinks that maybe I can sign up for the Silver Spur Drive.
Is that so?
Well, it stands to reason. They'll probably be needing all the extra hands they can get. Hey, ain't that how you figured, Britt?
Yeah, it usually works out that way.
Yeah, well, you ain't going on no cattle drive, Lex, so just get that idea out of your head.
I don't see why not.
Because I said so, that's why.
Look, you may be the sheriff, but you ain't my boss. Cash, I'm not...
Lex, look, you ain't got the foggiest notion of what a cattle drive means. You wouldn't last more than a week.
Maybe I wouldn't. And maybe I would. And it ain't gonna do me no harm to try.
Well, I said forget it. You're so anxious to get a job, there's work around here in town. Plenty of work, huh? Speak to Mr. Crawford.
I ain't interested in the store job.
No, you ain't interested in anything you're fit for.
I made up my mind, Cash. I'm signing on with the Silver Spur if they'll have me.
Yeah, well, you just better start on making that mind of yours. You're staying right here.
Where you can keep an eye on me?
Yeah, that's right, where I keep an eye on you.
You know, someday you and me are really going to tangle. And this might just be the day.
All right, Lex, that's how you want it?
Oh, now, hold on now. Wait a minute here.
Now, don't worry, Brett. I whipped him before lots of times. He isn't likely to ask for it again. Are you, Lex? Well? Yeah, a little fresh air would do him good. Cool him off.
Mm-hmm. Let me so.
I don't see what got into you, Brett. Encouraging him in this cattle drive nonsense.
Oh, I didn't exactly encourage him. He asked me if the Silver Spur would take him. I said I thought maybe they would.
You should have told him different.
Well, I'm not in the habit of lying, Cash.
No. I'm sorry, Brett. I didn't mean that.
Well, why are you so dead set against him taking out on his own?
I ain't set against it, Brett. Not really. It's just that, you know, Lex is young, might wild, never had a paw to keep a tight rein on him. Needs somebody around, see? That he don't get into trouble.
Uh-huh.
Another year or two when he's married, maybe, and he's got somebody else to worry after. Well, things will be different then. He'll be different. But right now... You think I'm riding him too hard, Britt?
Well, he's your brother. You'd be the best judge of that.
Yeah. Huh.
It's getting kind of late, ain't it? You must be pretty tired after that ride today.
Yeah, well, I sure wouldn't object a little sleep, I'll tell you that much.
Well, come on. I'll show you where you bed down.
I was tired, too. I started sawing wood the minute I hit that mattress. I guess I'd have slept through almost anything that night. Leastwise, I didn't completely wake up when somebody started pounding on the door along about 2 a.m. I sort of did remember hearing some talk afterwards, but it wasn't loud enough for me to get the gist of it. I figured there'd been some trouble in town, probably, and Cash would take care of it. So I turned over and shoved my face into the pillow. I would have gone right back to sleep again, except a couple of minutes later...
Bria, are you awake?
Why... Why, Miss Petrie, I'm awake. What's the trouble?
It's Lex. He's been shot.
It what?
It happened at Luke Fawcett's place. Cash has gone down there already, but I thought maybe you... Well, Britt...
Sure. As soon as I get some clothes on.
As I came around the corner, I saw a little crowd in front of Fawcett's gambling hall. Five or six men standing together, not saying anything, just waiting. I started to push through them, but before I could get to the door, Cash Harcourt came outside. His jaw was set and his hat's pulled down tight. Eyes were staring straight ahead, but he wasn't looking at anybody. Marched right past me without even noticing where I was. How is he, Cash?
Oh, Britt.
How is he?
Lex is dead.
Oh.
He was dead when I got here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cash.
Yeah.
You know who did it?
Adam Roby. what the boys say.
It was Ruby, all right. Sure did.
Yeah. Well, I ain't got no more time to waste here. So long, Bert.
Well, you're going after him, huh?
What do you think?
Well, I just thought if you wanted some company, I guess I could...
No. Go. I'll handle this alone, Britt.
Sure, sure. All right, Cash. Whatever you say.
I'll tell you one thing, Britt. I wouldn't like to be in Roby's shoes when they meet up.
Oh, sure. Not me.
Well, you fellas see the whole thing?
Yeah, well, I was standing right there in the gambling hall when it happened. They were playing cards together, and Adam had been winning, and Lex had been drinking. If you ask me, Lex was just plain...
Yeah?
Nothing, Mr. Ponson. Nothing.
No, go on, go on. What are you going to say?
I guess Sheriff Harcourt wouldn't appreciate my opinion, and besides, it's late. I've got to be getting home.
Yeah, I think I'll be going along.
Yeah, so long. Well, I went on into the gambling hall. Old Mr. Hendricks, he was the undertaker in Harnish Creek. He already arrived. He'd taken charge. So, it looked like it was up to me to go back to the house and break the news to Mrs. Petrie. I sure wasn't looking forward to that. But, well, she sort of read it in my face without me even having to tell her.
He's gone, ain't he?
Yes, ma'am. Now, if there's anything I can do, Mrs. Petrie...
No, there's nothing, Britt. Thank you. How did Cash take it?
Well, he didn't say much. He just went looking for the man who shot Lex. Roby, that was his name.
Adam Roby?
I believe so, yes. You know him?
No, not well. He has a farm out south. And a wife and children. I've seen him at church and places. She appeared a real nice woman.
Well, I guess she isn't to blame for...
I don't blame her, Britt. I don't even blame... Well, the truth is, I've been worried about Lex for a long time. Cash had been holding him down too much. Trying to make him toe the line too much.
Well, I guess he was doing what he thought best.
But it wasn't best. Not for Lex. You see, he resented it. Being bossed by his brother, he resented it a whole lot. I knew we couldn't keep it in much longer, but I hoped that when the trouble come, it would be between him and Cash. Cash thought the world of Lex, and no matter what happened, he wouldn't have done anything to hurt him.
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, there must be somebody coming to offer sympathy. News sure gets around in a small town. It ain't even daylight yet.
Oh, here, I'll get it. Yes, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Roby.
Oh.
Adam's wife, I am. I've come about Adam.
Well, the sheriff isn't here right now, Mrs. Roby.
He's out looking for my husband, ain't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what I figured. I didn't want to see Sheriff Harcourt. I wanted to talk to you.
Hmm?
You're Britt Ponsett, ain't you? The six shooter?
Yes, I'm Britt Ponsett.
May I?
Well, I just don't know, Mrs. Roby. You see, that... Yeah?
Let her come here.
Mrs. Petrie. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so terrible sorry.
Sure. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Mr. Ponsett, I don't know how to say this, but...
If you'd like to talk to Britt alone...
No, it's best that you hear it, too. Mr. Ponsett, Adam come home right after the killing to get some things together. Well, he told me it wasn't his fault. He swore that it wasn't. He says Lex was spoiling for a fight that Lex drew first. Adam ain't never been a man for shooting, Mr. Ponsett. I believe what he said.
Well, I guess that's natural enough.
Well, he's hiding out now. sheriff won't be able to find him.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that, Mrs. Roby. Sooner or later...
Well, that's just it. Adam doesn't want to hide out. He wants to give himself up.
Oh?
He says he'll give himself up to you.
To me?
He wants you to promise that you'll turn him over to the district marshal at Standish Falls.
Well, I just don't know what you're driving at, Miss Roby.
Adam's afraid that if Sheriff Harcourt finds him, the sheriff will... Adam's afraid he won't get a trial. That's all he's asking, a fair trial.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Roby. This isn't any of my affair.
Oh, Mr. Ponson,
no,
please.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks anyway.
Brent.
Yes, ma'am?
I'd like you to see that Adam Roby got to the marshal at Standish Falls.
You what?
With Cash feeling the way he does now, he might do something he'll regret for the rest of his life. Oh, it's bad enough, Britt, what happened tonight. I wouldn't want anything worse.
Now, Miss Petrie, I'm certain that Cash wouldn't
Lex
do anything.
Lex was the only person on the face of this earth that Cash cared about. And he'll blame himself for what happened. Blame himself for not being there. And he'll just have to take it out on somebody. I'm not standing up for Adam Roby, Britt. I'm not even thinking about him. I'm just thinking about Cash.
Well, even so, I'm sure I don't see where my place is,
Britt,
in this thing.
A little while ago, you asked me if there was something you could do.
Yes, ma'am.
Well.
Mr. Ponson, just give me your promise that Adam will get to Standish Falls, and I'll tell you where you can find him.
All right, Miss Roby. I'll give you my promise.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six shooter in just a moment. But first, well, I just want to say thanks to you, our listeners, for the many kind letters you write to us each week. It kind of makes us, all of us, feel that our efforts in bringing you the six shooter are genuinely appreciated, and we're grateful.